The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio.
Welcome, race fans. Here's your local racing authority, Sam Chapman, with this week's Sound of Speed on Beach Booster Radio.
Welcome, race fans, and this is The Sound of Speed on Beach Booster Radio, and I'm your host, Sam. The Easter holiday had tracks around the world silent for the weekend, but there's plenty of racing to cover coming up this weekend, and a few NASCAR Sprint Cup Series drivers were handed down some harsh penalties from the last Sprint Cup Series race at the Auto Club Speedway. There wasn't much racing this past weekend because of the Easter holiday, but this weekend is packed with great racing all weekend long. Formula One visits Bahrain for race number two of the season. Nico Rosberg and Lewis Hamilton finished 1-2 in Australia, but Sebastian Vettel and Ferrari were hot on Mercedes' heels, showing great pace throughout the race. If it wasn't for a late race mistake, Vettel had the pace to break up the Mercedes 1-2 finish. Bahrain should be another good test for Ferrari to see if they've managed to close the gap to Mercedes during the offseason. Coverage is set to kick off Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. on TSN5. The MotoGP series will be back for their second race of the season with the running of the Argentinian Grand Prix. Jorge Lorenzo got the win in the season opener in Qatar, but only managed to finish fifth in his last outing in Argentina. His teammate Valentino Rossi managed to get the win here in 2015. After a fierce battle for the win in the 2015 race, Marc Marquez and Valentino Rossi are the favorites heading into the Grand Prix. Unfortunately, Canadian MotoGP fans won't have any MotoGP TV coverage until World Sport TV launches in May. But I will post a live stream link on the Sound of Speed Facebook page before the race, which is slated to kick off around 3 p.m. The Verizon IndyCar Series is the third series to have race number two of the season this weekend. The greatest open-wheel drivers in the world take on the Phoenix International Raceway under the lights for the Diamond in the Desert West Valley Phoenix Grand Prix. Coverage is set to kick off at 8:30 this Saturday evening on NBC Sports, Sportsnet 360, and you can follow live timing and scoring with the IndyCar app, which has just been made available to Canadians. Juan Pablo Montoya won in the season opener on the streets of Long Beach. Let's see if he can make it two in a row on this tricky oval. The NASCAR Xfinity drivers are off for the weekend, but the NASCAR Truck Series is back after an extended break. The NASCAR Camping World Trucks head to the historic Martinsville Speedway for the Alpha Energy Solutions 250. Canadian Cameron Haley is still searching for his first Camping World Truck Series win and ran well in Martinsville in his last two attempts. He had a solid rookie campaign, and with his experience on short tracks out west, the young driver of the 13 Toyota Tundra has a good chance at visiting Victory Lane on Saturday. Coverage kicks off at 2:30 on Fox Sports Radio. Camping World Truck Series driver Tyler Reddick has been itching to get back in the seat of his Ford F-150. Here's what he had to say about the extended break and the upcoming race in Martinsville.
Yeah, that's what I thought that last month. That deep breath, it explains it really well. I miss racing. I love racing. I used to, obviously, we run 23 times. I'm blessed to be able to race the full season on the Truck Series schedule. But I've been used to racing a lot more throughout my whole life. And race 23 times and have a month off between like a race drives me nuts. It feels like an off season to me, but I'm just glad to be able to come back and be able to race here in Martinsville again. This place, man, it's breathtaking. The racing it puts on here, and you'll either be the happiest guy alive leaving this racetrack, or be the maddest person alive wanting to kill somebody. So it definitely brings that emotion out of the drivers. I can tell you, it brings that emotion out of the fans. It puts on some great racing here, and I just can't wait to get back in. I really hope to put the Cooper Standard 29 back in Victory Lane. Different driver, different group of guys are on the truck, but same number, same great group of people sponsoring it. I'd love to get that Cooper Standard and Cruise for Veterans and Ford and all the other good people that have been on board with BKR the last couple of years.
A couple of NASCAR Sprint Cup Series drivers were fined this past week for their actions at the Auto Club Speedway. Kyle Busch, who made some interesting comments on his radio and then failed to attend his post-race media obligations following his last lap flat tire in the Xfinity Series race that cost him his fourth straight series victory, was fined $10,000 and placed on probation in the Xfinity Series until April 27th. Danica Patrick also faced penalties after she got out of her car and walked onto the active speedway to show her displeasure with Kasey Kahne after those two got together at the Auto Club Speedway. Patrick received a $20,000 fine and was placed on probation for the next four Sprint Cup Series races. NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Rookie of the Year contender Chase Elliott has been putting on an impressive rookie campaign with a couple top tens early on in the season. Chase has also had his fair share of bad luck this season, but was able to get his best finish yet in the Sprint Cup Series last weekend in California, coming home in sixth, battling Ricky Stenhouse Jr. all the way to the line, coming just a few inches short of his first series top five. Here's what Elliott had to say about that strong run.
Yeah, it was just a late race restart always gets wild here. I felt like it was a good race to watch, at least. I felt like there was a lot of opportunity to move around different lines and be able to work traffic. So we were really proud of our group, man. They worked hard all weekend and made a lot of gains on our car from when we unloaded on Friday. Made even more gains throughout the race, and I thought, you know, we were pretty happy with it there towards the end, and just need to do a better job maximizing those restarts. Jimmy did a great job taking advantage of that, and it's good to see at least a teammate in victory lane, and we'll try to get a little better for Martinsville.
I'll be back this Sunday to get you set up for the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series race at Martinsville for the STP 500. As 40 of the greatest stock car drivers in the world take to the tight, half-mile paperclip-shaped track hidden in the hills of Virginia. Until then, you can head on over to the Sound of Speed's Facebook and Twitter pages to keep in touch and up to speed with all sorts of motorsports news throughout the week. Before I go, I'd like to thank Beach Booster Radio. Without them, the Sound of Speed wouldn't be possible. Head on over to beachboosterradio.ca to listen to some great music, shows, and keep in touch with everything with Sega Beach. Hit the podcast tab at the top of the page, and you can find the most recent episode of the Sound of Speed and all the other great shows Beach Booster Radio has to offer. Check out the blog, and you can find the digital version of the Beach Booster publication, which is always great to read. You can also download the Beach Booster Radio app from the Google Play and Apple App Store for free, and take Beach Booster Radio with you everywhere you go. That's about it for today. Join me Sunday as I get you set up for the STP 500 in Martinsville, Virginia, as the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series gears up for the first short track race of 2016. Until then, thanks for listening, and have a great night, race fans.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Hi, this is Brian Smith, Mayor of the Town of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.